Number nine.
Item number nine, from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Interim Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a professional services contract with Harris Miller, Miller & Hansen, Inc. to assist in the upgrade of the existing aircraft noise and flight track monitoring system at General Mitchell International Airport. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Mitchell Airport operates an aircraft noise and flight tracking monitoring system. We call it ANOMS, A-N-O-M-S for short. It consists of computer hardware, software, and seven permanently installed monitors that are placed strategically throughout the community. The system is used by airport staff to evaluate flight track data for a variety of purposes, one being that if a constituent called the airport and said, hey, that airplane was really noisy, really loud, really whatever, airport staff has the ability to pull up this data and say, okay, that was flight 123 operated by Acme flight company or whatnot. They were off track from our flight procedures. They were a little lower than usual, and the noise level was higher than normal. Then we're able to work with the stakeholders like the air traffic control tower to say, hey, what led to that? Was that a weather-related incident? What led to that particular issue? So it becomes a very vital tool for us to help try to be good neighbors to the community and work with the airlines and the air traffic control to work towards noise compliant procedures. Our system was purchased and installed more than 15 years ago. It still uses dial-up modems, so if that kind of gives you a sense of that it's probably time for an update. So an RFQ was issued in January of 2014, and we essentially were looking for a firm with experience in this field that could help us develop specs and a design to have a system built and installed. We received, I believe it was, applications from five nationally known firms that do this sort of work. HMMH was selected by the team. HMMH is, this was a question asked yesterday, they are based out of Boston, but the particular team members working on this project are out of Sacramento. There is no local component, but none of the firms had local components. These are national firms, and it's such a very specialized field that does this. The closest firm to Milwaukee that did anything like this had an office in Chicago. The firm selected, HMMH, does have a DBE percentage of 25%. The project will take just under 2 years to complete. Once the spec is developed, the next step would be for us to purchase and install the system. And contract term, I believe I said August 1st, 2014 through July 31st, 2016.
Pleasure of the committee. Sir Washington.
Move approval of the item.
So, motion move approval. Any other comments or questions? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Supervisors Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 9 for adoption prevails.
Item number 10, please.